we need to get into North Melbourne at some point, because I don't want to use the word pathetic, because it's probably a little bit harsh, but that's what they were today. They were really ordinary. Again, in that second term, they were just completely obliterated. Their back half, which we know has got some challenges from a personnel perspective, but when you don't have the personnel, you've got to rely on the system, and the system just completely broke down today. Their ball movement, once they do affect the turnover and come out of their D50, was really, really poor, but their system was completely poor to defend in the first place as well.
Yeah, well, I think that the issue is that you want to see consistency in terms of how they're defending and how they're actually attacking, you know, the opposition. I think when you see 20 tackles to the half and then some ridiculous trade-ups, and when I say trade-ups, it's like you see that there's a bloke who's about to get it and you go up there just to create, and it creates the overlap, the 2v1.
Just leapfrog in the end.
Exactly right. And that's where, what are they, and I'm not questioning the coaching staff or anything like that, but it's the player being able to make that decision, and how quickly are they being able to adjust. Nah, I don't need to go now. I'm going to stay back and I'm going to help out. Because in the end, I mean, how many walking goals did we see from the Hawks? Because an inability to defend the ground and make good decisions on the fly. And that comes with experience. I get all that, but in terms of personnel coming back, I mean, what, Griffin Logue potentially down back? I mean, Charlie Conlon started down back, had three intercept marks, and then second half completely flipped down to the front end when it's raining inside 50. So something's not quite right down there. And that's where it is hard to really put your finger on it, other than, like, it's just going to take work and time. And I don't know where the upside is at the moment.
Is that a concern that North may not pick one off at all?
Well, on current form, yes. I mean, I feel as though, like they have for the last 4 or 5 years through this rebuild period, that they'll go and knock off someone, either unexpectedly or expectedly, as depending on kind of the form of other teams. So I do think that at some point they will get a win. The challenge, and I feel like I've had this conversation a few different times after sitting here in this seat, on the back of really poor North Melbourne losses, is I just don't know what they stand for. I just don't know where the growth has come from. Like, yes, they've got all these, you know, really high draft picks that have come in, but the results never change. Today they were beaten offensively and defensively. I haven't seen anything from them that goes, hey, right, this is what they were last year.
Yep.
This is what they've added this year. I just haven't seen anything like that. And I mean, the point of the who was the tech, sorry?
That was Michael in Ballarat.
Michael in Ballarat makes a good point, because The challenge is you get great players, and we keep throwing up Cam Zerha's name, but it's a really topical one, because at the end of the year, he's got a choice to make. And if you've got a team where, you know, it's not obvious what the growth is, and, you know, there's other teams that are there, and I'm sure Cam sits there, and like other players, like he was one of them who's committed long-term now, but he would have sat there and gone, do I want to be the player that's going to, you know, be here? This rebuild's going to be painful. It already has been painful for 5 years. Or do I go somewhere where I've got an opportunity to showcase my best footy and potentially be challenging, you know, in the top bracket of teams? So it is a real challenge when teams go down this path of bottoming out and they stay there for 5, 6, 7 seasons, you know, without a lot of growth. They turn over players. I mean, I could sit here and I don't want to pile on North Melbourne, but their list management decisions have been really poor with some of the players that they have brought in. They haven't been able to land that big fish like everyone talks about. And, you know, the likes of Stephenson and even, you know, back to Jasper Pittard, bringing those sort of guys in, you go, well, yeah, but what did they add? And then, you know, again, these host of young players come in and they don't really have anyone to learn off. You know, if I think about, you know, you go to the likes of Geelong, if you were to get drafted to Geelong, you've got an absolute war chest of players that you can go and learn off and really, accelerate your learning because of the way that the senior players model their behaviour and their game style and those sort of things. That's just, at the moment, I'm clearly not inside of the four walls at North Melbourne, but it appears from the outside looking in that they don't have those players that players go to it. And, you know, the likes of Sheasel, and I mean, he was good enough to get a game the minute he rolled in the door, but there's players that are out there for North Melbourne right now that they're not getting a game at any other club. So they go back to the twos, they learn their craft and away they go.